Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. I almost said Friday. I almost ended the week before even starting it. Wouldn't that be nice, everybody?
If only.
If only.
If only. We just skipped through the week. But no, alas, it is Monday. But it's going to be a good Monday.
Yeah, it is. Hell yeah, it is, Fran. It's going to be a great Monday. You know what? We're looking up and up, positivity all around. I'm starting to talk like the Peloton instructors. Because
they are very motivating.
And they're very motivating. And I'm like, you know what? How the hell do they have this positivity all the time? Like, all right.
Have you taken a class with Cody yet?
Yeah, I did actually.
He's my mom's favorite.
I can see why. Yeah. He is very energetic and he dances to the music and it's a lot of fun. Yep. I get it now. Yep. Yeah. How are we doing, Francesca, on this lovely Sunday afternoon?
I'm doing well. No complaints. Quiet weekend. Very cold this weekend. Very cold. Did not really go outside at all. Watched a lot of television. I got to say, Rhea, I told you this and we talked about it. I've been watching Cobra Kai with Joe, and at first we were like, oh, we're not going to like this. Like this, why? Like this feels like super cheesy. Boy, do I take that back. First season, absolutely loved. Second season, you warned me. You said you hated it. You were like, I hated the second season. Joe and I watched the second season in a day and a half. Loved it. Loved it. Couldn't get enough of it. We were already on season three. We're already like three episodes into season three. We've been cruising through Cobra Kai.
Okay. Listen, I loved the first one. I'm about to be that person that's like, I was first to watch Cobra Kai. Like, I hate people like that like try to own the show. But I'm going to do that right now because I watched the first season of Cobra Kai when it was out on YouTube. It wasn't on Netflix. No one heard about it. Watched it on YouTube. I loved it. I was like, hell yes. I'm so into this Johnny. That's my boy. Like I'm very into this show. By the way, I'm about to say some spoilers. So if you haven't watched Cobra Kai, skip over this part.
Yeah.
Second season comes. I'm into it, of course, because I love a good cheese factor show. I love a cheese factory.
Same.
I think when I watch shows with Hank, he gets in my head and makes me not like certain TV shows that I like because he'll like make fun of it and whatever, but he watches it. He's into it, but he's making fun of it the whole time. And so I get it. I get the humor in that, but sometimes I like to be a little naive and act like these things are happening, even though I get how cheesy it is.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai season two I was like, what is happening? Like Ralph Macchio, am I saying his last name correctly?
Yeah.
I always mess it up. Is the worst actor ever.
Oh, well, yes. He is by far the least talented person on that entire cast.
It's incredible. Johnny, the guy who, the blonde guy,
he's pretty bad.
Great actor. Great actor.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Ralph, it's not.
Ralph is one of the worst actors I have ever seen. And I get it. Let's respect him. Yeah. The Karate Kid. I get it.
Karate Classic. Kid, yeah.
The amount of times we watched The Karate Kid in my house growing up was almost too many. The same amount that we watched Rocky, which was a whole lot. He's so bad that it makes it hard to watch sometimes. Like it's entertaining to watch because you're like, he's so bad. I can't look away. But at the same time, you're like, how am I supposed to say that the second season of this show was dynamite when I got Ralph up there?
I understand. But there's a reason why he didn't Yeah, there's a reason why his acting career never took off after The Karate Kid. Like,
oh, and now
he's back playing the same. He's back playing the same character. But for the rest of the show, I am into it, and I love the kids. You know me. Joe's making fun of me the whole time because I'm like just nonstop defending Robbie, and Joe's like, "All right, high school friend, keep it in your fucking pants. This kid's 18. I know you think he's hot. Like, stop." And I'm like, Joe, don't you think he's like Sean from Boy Meets World? Like, I loved Sean from Boy Meets World. So I'm like, he looks like he could be a hunter, like in the family, him or Jack Hunter.
You know
and,
what?
Now I'm all about it. I'm all about it. I'm all in the kids' drama. I'm vibing. I'm going to finish season 3. They just got renewed for a 4th season. I saw that on Twitter. So pumped about that. Cobra Kai never dies, baby.
I will watch season 3 because I watched the first 2 seasons. I must know what happens.
I mean, I was going to say, how did you stop watching season 2? It's a massive cliffhanger at the end.
I know. The guy just fucking falls off the railing. I said, don't listen.
You don't know what happened to him.
I hope people stop listening when I said don't listen to the spoilers.
Spoilers.
Because I said it. I said it.
You didn't say who, though. You didn't say what name. So it's still a mystery.
Right. As for Robbie, Hank did also point out that he was a good-looking guy. Yeah. Like, he was like, there's no way this kid's the loser. he was like, he's too good-looking. And he's also the same guy who is going to be in He's All That with Addison Rae. So I'm excited about that.
You told me that, and I was already really, like, I think his name is Tanner in real life. So, like, his stock was already rising in my book from Cobra Kai. And then you told me that, and, like, I definitely was going to watch He's All That. Like, He's All That. She's All That, amazing movie. I think there's been so much hype around He's All That because of Addison Rae and everything that was like, well, obviously we're going to watch. You told me that Robbie is the guy who gets the makeover, and I was like, oh, when does this movie come out? I got to circle it on my calendar. Like, now I'm... Now I'm kind of
with Joe.
Excited.
Keep it in your pants, friend.
I know. I can't help it sometimes.
I know.
I just can't help it.
You and your mother are like, so alike.
Hey, you know, I was born this way. It's fucking in my genes. I got it from my mom. Blame my mom.
And your mom got it from your meemaw.
Yeah, yeah. My meemaw.
They're a bunch of horn dogs.
Are as boy crazy as it gets. And you know what? That gene landed right in my lap.
I wouldn't say horn dog because horn dog would make it seem like they're like want to pounce on them and are sexually active with them and whatnot. Like it's just boy crazy. It's like boy, a good looking boy, and that's it. It's over.
It's more because they both still think that they're 16 and they like talk about boys like they're 16. Which is, I guess, why I also still talk about boys like I'm 16. So it really just runs in my blood. I have no choice. Here I am, fanning over. But you know what? I Googled him. He's like 22 years old in real life. So it's okay. It's allowed. I was afraid. Like, I was like, God, hope he's not like 7. Yeah, he could be like, I was like, please. Once again, I'm watching these shows where the kids are so young, they play high school kids. And I Google them and I'm like, please don't be 17. Please don't be 17. Please don't be 17. It's how I felt with Outer Banks. With Outer Banks, when it was like the first time we Googled Chase Stokes, and it was like, oh, please be older than I like. And it all worked out. And I believe the kid who plays Robbie is like 22. So good.
Chase Stokes was a very pleasant surprise because it was like, he was like 27. I was like, oh my, that's he's older. Better. That's even better than being 22. Yeah. 27. Mwah, that's perfect.
Yep. Yeah.
I totally
older,
get
it's an even more pleasant surprise.
I totally get what you're saying, but I don't want to, it's not like a terrible show. I get why people watch it. It's good. And it's entertaining. And I did watch the first 2 seasons. I will watch the 3rd, but my God, is Ralph a terrible actor? That man.
Rhea, we are so on the same page. Like, I kid you not. We watched so many episodes Friday night, and I said the exact same thing. It was when he was having some kind of monologue moment, and I turned to Joe and I was like, I'm sorry. he is such a bad actor. Like, and Joe just started laughing. We're like, yeah, he's pretty bad. Like, just so not bad. Even close.
I don't want this to be a whole Ralph moment, because I get it. You know, he's
no.
an icon, but
he absolutely is. And I'm still going to watch the show. Like, he still got me watching his show. Right. So that's all that really matters.
Right. I'm glad Netflix picked it up. That was a good, it was a good choice. And the third season came out quickly after the second one. So that was also pretty cool. I like when that happens. Didn't really have to wait too long for that. You didn't have to wait at all, because they're all out now.
I'm churning through them.
I watched the first episode of the third season, but then I just never, I will continue. Actually, I'm going to do it today. I have no plans in my book after this podcast. I'm going to sit in bed and I'm going to watch season 3 of Cobra Kai. You know what? Better yet, I'm going to make my parents watch season 3 of Cobra Kai with me, because they did watch the first two seasons as well. And I am at their house right now. And I just had meatballs, and I just wanted that to be out there. My mom made me some wonderful meatballs, and we're going to watch Cobra Kai season 3. I'm going to make that happen because of you, Fran. And for Ralph.
Sounds like a lovely afternoon.
Wait, have you guys watched Promising Young Woman? I watched that. Very good.
Yes! Thank you for bringing that up, Noah. Thank you for bringing that up.
I keep forgetting. We both watched it last week, too.
And I said in my head, I was like, remember to talk about this on the podcast. Remember to talk about this on the podcast. And then I forgot to talk about it. But we both did watch Promising Young Woman. I don't want to spoil anything if you haven't seen it, but I would put a must watch on it. It's on Amazon Prime, so you could rent it now. And it is really so, so, so good. I'll give the premise of it, but I don't want to spoil anything. It's this woman who basically is catching predators. That's what I would say. There's way more to it, obviously, but I don't want to spoil too much.
Yeah, she's basically seeking revenge out of men in general after one of her best friend was, you know, raped in med school. And, you know, like you said, don't want to give away too many details, because I think there's a lot of, it's considered like a comedy thriller is, I think, like the category that they put on it. It's so, so good. So well written, so cool. Like, it has that indie feel, but like still very current. And Carrie Mulligan's the lead actress. Phenomenal. She was so good. I've never seen her in a role like that. Like, and she absolutely crushed it. She was so good. All the guys in it were like perfectly skeezy, like just enough. Like, but it was so good, because the men in it, they would pull you in, and then it'd be like, wow, like we trusted them, and we fucking shouldn't have trusted them. Like, but like you said, I'm giving away too much already. So that good. Movie. I give it a 93 out of 100. Fantastic movie.
I would agree. And that movie made me want to break up with Hank.
Oh, I said, I watched it with Joe too. Another one. I literally like looked over and was like, fucking men. He was like, I know.
I literally was like, fuck, man. Like, men really do suck sometimes. Like, they're really pieces of shit sometimes. Like, oh my God. Yeah. Obviously, I'm joking. I don't actually want to break up with Hank. That would
hurt
my feelings if he heard that. All right. Let's get into the topics for today's show. We have a lot of good topics we're excited about. Let's get into them. Sabrina Carpenter released a new song called Skin. It looks like it's a direct response to Olivia Rodrigo. Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are sparking relationship rumors. Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler posted a picture together with a caption that was quite mysterious, as well as some Southern Charm drama involved in that. It's very messy, guys. Shit's getting messy. So let's get into it, starting off with Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Carpenter released a new song this past Friday called Skin. It seems like it's a direct response to Olivia Rodrigo's driver's license. Let the drama unfold.
I mean, just fill up a bowl of tea and pour it out, because this was unexpected. We didn't know that this was coming. Let's play the song. Day couldn't be about anything else, obviously. The song, first of all, I know a lot of people were talking about the song itself. I like the song itself. I will say, Sabrina Carpenter, she's very, very talented. I like, you know, I loved all the tweets, because this got memed to no end, right? And I loved all the tweets of people being like, me when I, you know, I love both of them so much, like, can't they just be friends and hate Josh together? Like, and it's the just the office, like Michael holding the hands, and it's like the Olivia Rodrigo song and the Sabrina Carpenter song. It's just like, I love you guys so much. But it's clear the song is about her. It's right off the bat, the first verse, she says, maybe we could have been friends if I met you in another life. Maybe then we could pretend there's no gravity in the words we write. Maybe you didn't mean it. Maybe blonde was the only rhyme. And then you're like, okay, so clear as day. And then you get to the chorus and it's like, whoa, we're getting a little sexual. She said, you can try to get under my skin while he's on mine. Yeah, all on my skin. I wish you knew that even you can get under my skin if I don't let you in. All right, so we'll go, like, even more lyrics. It's so clearly all about Olivia. And there's been a lot of mixed feelings about it. I think people were either upset about this or didn't really get it. And I'm still kind of confused as to where I stand. Like, Sabrina definitely deserves to put this song out. It's her side. She was put into the middle of this when I don't think she really wanted to. And I feel like it's less directly about Olivia herself and more about how, like, she's probably been getting death threats for like the last 2 weeks from kids who are Olivia and Josh stans, who are like, you ruined them. Like, you know, probably really intense stuff because of that one line in driver's license that she got included in. And she felt the need to respond, clearly.
I feel like she should have taken a little more time to work on the song. I like the beat, but
yeah,
the lyrics seemed rushed because it was done within a week of driver's license coming out. People claim that Sabrina had been working on this song since November. So maybe that's the case. I have no idea. I also feel conflicted because at first I was like, I like Sabrina Carpenter, so don't get me wrong. But at first I was like, why is she making this song going back at Olivia Rodrigo when Olivia Rodrigo is like 17 years old and had her heart broken and is now number one everywhere, like everywhere. In my mind, I understand the death threats thing, but I, and obviously that should not be happening. Like, if you are sending death threats to somebody on the internet because of drama, like, you're a fucking loser. Like, I don't know why these kids do that. There's something wrong. There's something wrong there. It's very strange. But I understand how that would make you want to respond, but I feel like the response maybe should have been towards the, hey guys, like, you know, leave me out of this. Please stop sending me death threats. The song sounded like it was bragging about Joshua being with her and not Olivia. And people want to say the song was like, get under my skin, get under my skin, was about like the internet. I don't think it was. I think it sounded like it was about Olivia because she kept mentioning him being on her skin. I don't know. First of all, I want to say, and if this comes across creepy or weird, Noah, we're going to have to cut it out. I can't picture Joshua Bassett anybody's skin. The kid, even though he's like 22 years old, still seems like he's 17 or 16. Yeah. Like, he looks super young. I can't picture him getting physical with either of these women. So it's like hearing these lyrics from Sabrina Carpenter, I'm also like, what the hell is going on? They're having sex? And meanwhile, they're my age. Like, I just, it's, the whole thing is petty drama. I'm leaning towards being on Olivia Rodrigo's side, obviously, because she's topping the charts right now. She's popping off. Her song was great. Love her in High School Musical and the Musical series. Think she seems like a really sweet young lady. Sabrina does as well, but there was something that seemed malicious about this song to me. I it just didn't seem right. I feel like it could have had better lyrics, not painted towards Olivia. And it was way too blatant. It was just like the next week, boom, here's the song Skin, which, by the way, I would have steered clear of releasing any type of song while Driver's License is still number one everywhere. Because, like, your song, no offense to Sabrina, and it's not because Sabrina's song is not as good as Olivia's. It's kind of like timing and
the way nothing's going to take on down
TikTok and nothing's going to take down Olivia's song at this point because it's so viral. It's topping all these charts. Skin is not, I'm not saying now it sounds like I'm like, oh, if you're not going to be number one, don't release anything at all. But it's like the next week.
Yeah.
Like, did I almost feel like Sabrina's PR team had it mixed up. They thought Sabrina would release this song in the middle of the drama and then her song would also go right to the top.
Well, yes, but I also think that this is the time you release a new song. Like, your name, you're being talked about so much. Like, there's so many people out there who listened to this song because of the drama that would normally not listen to a Sabrina Carpenter song, you know?
Very people who are point.
Invested in the Disney drama, which is why there are so many rumors about all this being some elaborate PR stunt and everything, which, like, I saw people being like, you guys are crazy that you don't think that this is all PR. Like, Sabrina had this song ready to go already. They had this all planned. Josh had a song to release. I'm like, okay, first of all, I don't think anybody expected Driver's License to take it off the way it did. I don't think Olivia's label expected it to do that. I don't think Olivia expected it. Like, I don't think the only way that they could plan the rest of that rollout is if they knew that, like, Driver's License was going to be so huge. And I don't think that they did. I think Sabrina's people or manager, whatever, like, hey, if you got a song, put it out because this, your name is hot in the streets right now. People are going to listen. But I do agree with you, Rhea, that it did feel a little malicious at times. And it's hard because I think both of these women are so valid in their feelings. And it sucks that this is like because of a boy. But it's like Olivia just went through, I feel like, her first real intense heartbreak. You can feel it in the song. She's so talented. She can, like, she has that. And I know everyone's been comparing her to Taylor Swift, but like, she has that Taylor Swift ability to like really put her emotions in the song where you can feel it. And you felt it in Driver's License, where the song felt more like it was about Josh and the heartbreak and less about Sabrina herself. It was more like, oh, now you're with the blonde girl who like makes me really insecure because she is older than me. She's, you know, she's a beautiful girl. And Sabrina, from Sabrina's side, it's probably like, hey, you could have just left me out completely, you know, like leave. You could have written that song without including me. Including her escalated the situation so much where now Sabrina became the enemy in so many people's eyes. So many High School Musical, the series fans being like, oh, she's ruining Ricky and NeNe, like all of these things, you know, like
that's people you. Free.
Yeah, I might be talking about myself because that is my biggest concern. I'm like, if this fucks up Ricky and NeNe on the show, I'm going to be so pissed. But, yeah. And you know, it was at times, but then there was times when, you know, Sabrina wrote in the bridge, I just hope that one day we can laugh about it when it's not in our face. We won't have to dance around it. Don't drive yourself insane. It won't always be this way. So, you know, she knows she's been on TV for a long time. She's been in the spotlight. She's, you know, had some relationships and drama and whatnot. And I'm just looking forward to the day that Sabrina and Olivia can meet up, work it out. Maybe they make a TikTok together. Everybody freaks out and they become friends or work it out in some way. And then like Josh, this kid cracks me up. Like, yes. He posted on his Instagram story after Driver's License came out. It was like, great song. Congrats, Olivia. And then this skin comes out and he posted a story again, like, haven't gotten this song out of my head since I heard it. Like, great job. So excited for like what's to come. It's like, oh, you're trying to like be nice, but it's not working. Apparently Josh and Sabrina have a song together on Josh's EP that's coming out, which certainly doesn't help the PR case. Like, that's like, oh, okay, now you guys are gonna have a song come out together. But look, it was a lot of drama. Olivia was on her Instagram story like unbothered fucking singing Taylor Swift in her car, like, are you ready for it?
Just that wasn't unbothered, that was highly bothered. That's what I took that story as. I loved it. Oh
yeah,
I mean the lyrics that Instagram story was a highly bothered person, but
that's true.
You know what I mean? It was like, I'm now going to write another song that's actually going to be number two on the charts because it's going to go Driver's License and whatever song comes after that. Because the thing is, I think that all your points that you made are spot on and you're right. You got to put a song out. I don't know why I would think you wouldn't put a song out while your name is there. That's right. The song has to be better, though. And maybe it's just not my cup of tea. Once again, I'm not trying to shade Sabrina Carpenter because I actually really like Sabrina Carpenter.
It's a different opinion because I really like the song.
I like Driver's License better. And not, we're comparing the two just because they're both in the same sentence. But no shade to her at all. But I feel like you need, like, Driver's License just hit so hard that I feel like.
Yeah.
It's like when Drake put out Back to Back and then Meek Mill put out his fucking diss track that was like not even that bad, but in comparison to his response to Drake's response, nobody's ever listened to that diss track twice. Like that's
right.
That's kind of how I look at it. It wasn't bad. It just was not back to back at all. Not even close. Back to back.
But like in the world of day. Yeah. Disney diss tracks.
Yeah, we are.
That's like what we're living.
We're
literally living in a Disney diss tracks.
We're in Miley and Selena territory. And they.
It does bring you back to those like Selena Demi YouTube videos. Like that's.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? Looking back on that, Miley Cyrus was fucked up making those videos, just straight up making fun of Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez. Like blatantly, Miley and Mandy were. making fun of, just mimicking them. And like, now you look back, oh, yeah. I'm obviously chuckling. I'm like, ah, the drama was so good. But like at the time, it was like, that's ruthless. Like, I understand now why like Miley became like the bad girl of Disney. She just, man, I got and chills it was all just for thinking Nick, about like, Miley and Selena over Nick Jonas. Like, over for Nick Joshua Jonas. Joshua Bassett is Nick Jonas now? Like, what is happening? What
I mean, Joshua is Bassett happening? Is no Nick Jonas, but at the time, like, Nick was kind of like this, you know, the little cute boy with the curly hair, and Josh kind of has those vibes too. So,
and then you got Miley, who's like Sabrina Carpenter, and you got Selena, who's like Olivia Rodrigo, or I guess it would be opposite because Nick left Miley for Selena Gomez. You're talking the blonde brunette aspect of it. And Olivia and Sabrina are not nearly as famous as Selena and Miley Cyrus. So,
yeah,
it's the lesser version of that, but we still very much enjoy it.
Yeah, I saw one tweet of Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, and Ashley Tisdale like posing together at the premiere, and was like, life imitating art. Like, I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe that it's like, this love triangle situation. Like, I guess I don't really know too much about the Zac Efron Ashley Tisdale thing. Like, I know that it existed.
I'm looking and it up
I
now.
Just always forget. I know there's the, like, it definitely
it
was a thing that
my
happened.
Mind
and
every time
they are such good friends now that I think it's like, whatever. Like, I think that they, you know, or in the past, you know, they were very close, but having that, like, Vanessa, Olivia, Josh, Zach, Sabrina, Ashley comparison was another one that was kind of blowing my mind a little bit. And you know, Ashley and Vanessa are best friends, so maybe Olivia and Sabrina can work it out and we can all be better together as friends, because they don't need to be fighting over Josh. They don't need to be fighting over Josh. But I want so much of the timeline cleared up. I'm still so confused timeline wise of like, when Josh was with Olivia, when did Sabrina come into the mix?
I feel like maybe Olivia and Joshua never really dated because Olivia was 17. And so that would be considered illegal because Joshua was older. It's confusing because if you think about it,
it feels like it was more of like in love with your best friend situation. Yes.
It feels like it was like a almost like we're in love but we're not quite dating, and everybody knows we're in love, and it's a will they won't they situation. And then maybe Joshua kind of led her on and then went to Sabrina Carpenter and then never really dated Olivia. So it's very confusing as to what happened, but I wish that Sabrina Carpenter did not get dragged into this. And I don't think anybody should also blame Olivia because it's a song. You're going to have to write some lyrics sometimes that imitate real life. So I feel like when everyone freaked out, I was like, it's about Sabrina Carpenter. Like, okay, it's about Sabrina Carpenter. Cool. Sounds good. Yeah. It's about Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah. Not Sabrina Carpenter's fault at all. Joshua likes Sabrina Carpenter. That's allowed to happen. You're allowed to not like somebody and then like somebody again. Cool. But these kids take it. And they're like,
so far
down with Sabrina Carpenter. And it's like, what did she do? She was just pretty and cool and nice, and he ended up liking her, and now it's her fault.
Like a boy, right? Like a boy that had a past or had girls in his past, and definitely not Sabrina's fault. But I can also see Sabrina being super pissed off about being brought into it or included in it, because so many of the fans talked about how in Driver's License, when Olivia originally posted some lyrics from it, that it said brunette in the song and not blonde, and she changed it to blonde. So if you're Sabrina, maybe you're like, oh, like you really had to put blonde so everybody knows that it's me now. Like, you could have just left it more mysterious. Like, so I feel like Sabrina took that as more of a direct hit, obviously, which made her retaliate and skin. It just felt like a little bit of a heavy retaliation for an older girl. And yes, their age difference isn't that crazy, but like 17 and 21 is a big difference. And I would think maybe Sabrina knows how Olivia was feeling in that moment. But also at the end of the day, Sabrina could be like so into Josh and just hears everything that Josh says and only hears Josh's opinion on things. And that could have tainted her opinion on Olivia. So the triangle wraps around many, many times. Like there's just so many different perspectives on this. The drama continued more than we thought it was going to. And now I guess we just wait and see what happens with them. If maybe Olivia has even more music to put out or has more things to say. It's also funny that the song that Josh and Sabrina are coming out with on his EP is called "We Both Know." Like, what's that supposed to mean? We both know what.
I think I may be out on Joshua Bassett out of all of them. I think I love Sabrina and Olivia. And Joshua seems like a little fuckboy. It seems like we got tricked because when he came on the show, he was nice.
He was so cute.
Maybe that's actually the charm that these girls are falling for. I don't know. But I also feel like he's a little bit of an F-boy.
Yeah, I don't know. He obviously has a charm. We saw it happen, and these girls really were into him. But I do agree with you that I think that there was some kind of situation where he may have led Olivia on in some way, or, you know, because she was 17, it was like, okay, publicly this can't happen, you know, so maybe we wait, but I'll wait and we'll be so great together, yada, the whole thing, like where he was always there for her. And then, you know, he released that song. Anyone else, they think that was maybe about Olivia. You know, Olivia obviously said, I guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. And anyone else, like Josh said that he wrote the song about a friend that he was really close with that he realized he was actually falling for, who he shouldn't have been falling for. So it all kind of adds up that maybe it reached to the point where like the buildup was so great and it was like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And then it didn't happen. And he ended up with Sabrina, you know? So that's just our opinion. We have zero facts to back up these ideas, but Olivia has had so much success with this song and we're still blasting Driver's License. Oh, I wanted to say, this is what just reminded me. Did you listen to Jaden Hostler's version of Driver's License?
No.
Listen to it.
I don't it's fuck fantastic. With Jaden Hostler.
Okay. Yes, but I'm now on the team of like, this kid is kind of talented. He's got some actual skill. He took Driver's License and made it like a pop punk song, and it's fantastic.
I'll give it a listen.
It's like really good.
I'll probably like it.
I actually recommend. Like, you'll listen to it and be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I like it. You won't be happy about it, but you'll like it.
I'll like it. If you are looking for ways to protect yourself, then pick up the Taser Strike Light. The Taser Strike Light is a rechargeable, high-powered flashlight that can repel an attacker through its electric stun feature. It literally combines a flashlight and a stun gun together, so you'll have both. I have one now. You know, it's good to have in the city. And, you know, it's perfect because it has the flashlight and the stun gun together. which is perfect because it's a 2-in-1 type of deal. If you go to taser.com and use promo code Barstool for 15% off, you can do that right now. Use code Barstool for 15% off at taser.com and you will get a taser strike light, like I said, combination flashlight and stun gun together to repel somebody who is trying to attack you. You know, you never know when that's going to happen. So to be prepared with this type of taser strike light is perfect. And please note, a limited number of states require a permit for use, and Taser products cannot be purchased for personal use in Hawaii or Rhode Island. Once again, go to taser.com and use promo code Barstool for 15% off. A lot of couple talk on this week's podcast, but that's okay. We love new couples. We love couples that break up. We love it all. This week, Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are sparking new dating rumors.
This is very exciting. I've seen a lot of rumors about these two, but have always been adamant that they were friends. Like, I've had people ask me, like, oh my God, is Travis Barker dating Kourtney Kardashian? And I've always been like, not that.
Friend, let's take a pause. Why are you talking like Kourtney Kardashian is your friend?
No.
Are Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian?
I have one friend come to me as a person not connected to them, but as a person who spends too much time in the pop culture world, be like, okay, if somebody would know. But the way I said that, yes. It came out of my mouth and I heard myself. Like, I heard what I said. Certainly not what I meant. But basically, like, Travis Barker and the Kardashians have been family friends for a while. They live in the same neighborhood. He's been at a bunch of family things with them. Like, they've been on trips, social media posts together and things like that. And I believe at like the end of 2019, Travis had done an interview where he was asked about them and said that, oh, you know, he loves them as their friends. They're so close. They're great. You know, they're great people, whatever, but basically being like, I'm friends with all of them. Now it does seem like Kourtney and Travis are maybe more than friends. A lot of people have been noticing their social media activity in like the last month, a lot of comments on each other's posts, a lot of kind of little flirty banter back and forth. And then over the weekend, Dumois did post saying that, you know, a source who knows Travis, like asking someone who knows Travis if they're dating Kourtney. They said that they are dating. Another submission said, a friend of mine catered a small dinner party at Travis Barker's house a couple of weeks ago. Travis was there with Kourtney. This is also an unbelievable dinner party. Travis was there with Kourtney, plus MGK with Megan Fox and Avril Lavigne with Maude's son.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And there was a few more posts being like, oh, I can confirm that they are dating, or I've asked blank who knows Travis and they are dating. So I don't know. It seems like they're in the same place. They did post from Palm Springs. It looks like Travis is with them at the Kardashian Palm Spring location right now with Kourtney. So unexpected, but welcomed.
I'm into it. I feel like we've been hearing rumors about Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian for years now. Obviously, I think that they were friends, but maybe they're both at that place in their life where they're like, hey, let's try it out as something more than friends. So I am definitely into it, especially if we keep getting MGK and Megan Fox double dates with Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. Avril Lavigne and Maude's son, I could do without, but
are they dating?
I still enjoy
them. Is that something that is happening in the world? I can't say I ever look at Avril Lavigne's or Maude's son's social, so I wouldn't know, but
I feel like that would be...
Oh my God, it is. She's all over. Wow. Gotta say, have not visited Maude's son's Instagram in quite some time since all the Bella Thorne shit. It's Avril Lavigne's all over. It's all over.
Hey, good for Maude's son. For landing Avril Lavigne.
I guess they just had a song come out together. Yeah, last week. At the beginning of the year. Flames featuring Avril Lavigne out now. So I guess he had a bunch of songs. Had a song with Avril Lavigne come out. And so he posted a ton of promo for the song. she's in the music video as well. So I don't know. Maybe there's something more going on there between them.
Huh. Okay, I'm into it.
That's a wild combination. I mean, it's not, but it still is.
I am also into Avril Lavigne and Bad Son. I am not against any of these couples. I love the triple date action. Keep it coming. Maybe let's get some paparazzi shots going. And let's call it a day.
Yeah, yeah. And Travis and Courtney seems like a opposites attract kind of situation. But I also feel like it really works. I feel like they could really vibe and Travis could not make Courtney cool because that sounds like a little harsh, but also like, I don't know, like maybe Courtney loosen, like have Courtney loosen up a little bit sometimes. You're making a face like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I think I know Courtney what you're saying.
Courtney seems very high strung.
Feel like she seems, yes, very high strung, high maintenance. But I also feel like she like gets a little wild. Like I do think there's a side of Courtney Kardashian that she gets a little wild, which is why she's with Travis Barker. Like right. I don't think right. she ends up with Travis Barker yeah. if she doesn't even have a little bit of that. So yeah. Yes, she is uptight and high strung, but how uptight and high strung is she really? We don't know. I know she's true. Uptight and high strung about food and yes, what yeah. she feeds her kids. And that's
yeah, yeah.
too much for me. But like
all things
considered, like partying wise, I feel like she's probably fun.
Yeah, I'm sure they have a great time. And I do love that they have been friends for a long time. Like they have they have that foundation already where they have friends. They spend a lot of time, like their families have spent a lot of time together. I saw that, you know, E! News had posted a picture of the two of them being like, there's rumors that they're dating and Travis Barker's daughter liked the Instagram. So it does seem like this is for sure thing, and definitely, like I said, definitely into it. It's a different vibe for Courtney. You know, we haven't really seen her. I feel like it's been, you know, obviously always Scott's name's always attached, but Eunice, like there hasn't really been another guy that she's been with that has been like exciting. Like Eunice was annoying. Like
his name was Eunice.
No, I feel like no one really liked Courtney and Eunice together from the outside standpoint. Courtney and Travis Barker, pretty epic. Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler blew up the internet this weekend. Everybody was freaking out after the two of them posted joint matching Instagrams, the same photo, the two of them together. Kristen kind of has like this badass, like don't fuck with me pose kind of going on. And the caption that they both posted, the same caption saying, "The world is full of users. 10 years. Can't break that." Very intense. People were very confused. Were they back together? What was going on? It does seem like they're not back together. This seems like it's actually a direct response to Madison from Southern Charm going on Instagram Live and talking about Jay. I didn't watch the Instagram Live. I've just been seeing tidbits of what she had said on social media, but it seemed like she was talking about Jay a lot or alluding to Jay a lot. And then shit just blew up. Like, I think this was a direct response to that, and Madison and Austin and all the drama that Kristen and Jay have been pulled into recently, which is also, like, you know, not totally... Kristen and Jay had their own involvement in all of that, where it seemed like they were going along with all the shit that was... all the drama that was going on. So, I don't know, but it definitely blew up. Very, very interesting.
I don't think that Kristen and Jay are back together, and I didn't think that when they posted the photo. I think it was more so, you know, there's been a lot of talk about them not getting along, and you see it in social media, them just not getting along, and Kristen posting with all these guys, and Jay Cutler doing the same thing, like going back and forth at each other. So I feel like there's been a little bit of animosity on social media. So then it seemed like they were almost being like, hey guys, we're fine. We're going to co-parent this, that, the other thing, like we're not going to be back together. That's what I took that as. But now hearing all of this about Madison from Southern Charm, I now think that Southern Charm is single-handedly trying to take down Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler. Like, we had, who was it, Austin or Shep, who was with Kristen?
Austin.
Austin with Kristen. And now we have Madison and Jay.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm wondering if Jay and Kristen are just going to join Southern Charm, because it seems like Southern Charm is coming in between them in some way, or maybe not actually, because of their posts. They're saying, hey, you guys aren't getting between us.
Southern Charm are the users.
Like, Southern Charm is like involved in their relationship.
Yeah. So look, it does seem, I think this all like escalated more than they thought it would. Right. It did seem like there was some pettiness, you know, that there was the Austin and Kristen rumors and whatever. They're hanging out. They're with Austin and Craig are hanging out with Kristen and Justin Anderson, and Madison is commenting on Instagrams, and then Jay is hanging out with Shannon and posting it, which, by the way, he deleted that photo from his Instagram. So it does seem like they were into the pettiness a little bit. Like, it felt petty, like they were making these petty news and moves. And Jay Cutler is petty. Like, a Jay Cutler is so petty.
For sure.
And it did seem like they were going back and forth, one kind of one upping each other. You know, we saw the Instagram live with Justin that we're never ever getting back together, and making fun of Madison, and then Madison being involved with Jay. And then I guess, like I said, this Instagram live that Madison did that blew up. Clearly, Kristen and Jay were upset about the Instagram live. I'm guessing that Instagram live was the time where they like got together and we were like, okay, this Southern Charm shit that we're doing to each other, we got to stop, because now it's getting to be too much. Let's, you know, united front. Here we are. Let's call out the users. It does kind of seem like it was maybe a direct hit at Madison. I'm not sure. So Justin Anderson, Kristen's best friend, you know, hairstylist, he posted a TikTok and someone commented, everyone's saying it's Madison, but could be Austin also, thinking like who they were talking about, you know, users or whatnot. And he responded saying, if everyone stops saying Madison's name, she'll stop making stuff up for attention. She's created all this nonsense. It's cheap. Madison, who posted a bikini photo, caption unbothered, location none your business, went on her stories Sunday morning and posted a video and was like, hey, I guess I got to release the receipts. Post screenshots of her text with Jay Cutler, one being like them planning when they were going to hang out. She says, what were you coming here for? Because you didn't tell me anything. He said to hang out with you. She said, well, you've got to ask me. He said, haha, I was going to ask you today. And she goes, ask me or tell me you already booked it. And then he goes, do you want to hang out next weekend? And then another text, okay, don't stress about it. I bought the flight yesterday because it was the last direct one. If it doesn't work out, I can change it to some other time. And then another text, perfect. This is interesting to me because it just seems like she deleted her responses. Like, she posted screenshots. And then at the end, there's three consecutive texts from Jay that seem like responses to something Madison said, but the responses are gone. So it's like, did Madison just delete what she had sent back? kind of seems like maybe she did. And then this one seems like it was maybe after the IG live or after the drama, things getting a little too petty. He said it was insinuated and my name was also brought into it, which I didn't appreciate. So I'm thinking maybe he was talking about the Instagram live or something else, or just Madison talking about Jay in general. She said, Jay, I've done nothing but respect you and your privacy. I respect you and I respect your family, and I would never say anything to jeopardize you and your family. He said, didn't seem like that was the case. Maybe it was accidental. I don't know. No one wants this mess. I appreciate you saying that. I think we can all respect each other moving forward at the very least. And then she says, I'm disgusted by this whole situation. You reached out to me. Your intentions may have not been pure, but that might be you projecting. I've never said anything about Kristen, nor would I. I came into this honestly with good intentions. I want no part of being involved in a payback or a drama, but you initiated and pursued. If you weren't interested in something real, you shouldn't have blank with me. Now, she wrote a caption over that word where it said, I kept my mouth shut until I get called a liar, is what she wrote on the screenshot. But it does kind of look like an S and an L in the beginning of the word. So I'm thinking she said, if you weren't interested in something real, you shouldn't have slept with me. I'm thinking that's where she went with that. She also posted a selfie. Yeah. She posted a selfie of the two of them together and wrote, too bad it didn't work out. There's so many sides to this, because I totally believe Madison when she says that Jay got involved and pursued her, because I think Jay was coming from like this petty boy standpoint of like, I'm going to hang out with Madison. It's going to piss people off. Or like, Kristen's doing this shit. I'm going to do this, see what happens. And then it all just escalated too quickly. And now they're trying to like blame it all on Madison. And she's like, well, fuck that. I'm not taking all the blame for this. At the same time, Madison definitely, I feel like, enjoying the spotlight, because I don't think anybody's been talking about Madison from Southern Charm as much as they were this weekend.
Yeah, I actually believe Madison, because I don't know why she would randomly make all of this up about Jay. I think that Jay probably did reach out to her. I think that Jay probably did have sex with her. I don't see why he wouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, him and Kristen are not together. So if he had reached out to her, then I get why maybe he did have sex with her and then maybe regretted it in some way because he realized how petty it was or whatever it may be. Or maybe even if he didn't have sex with her, he reached out to her because he saw what Kristen was doing and was coming from a petty place, of course. So I believe Madison, but now it seems like Jay and Kristen are kind of just over the Southern Charm people, even if Madison's like, what is even Madison gaining from putting all of this out there? Like, they're not together. So it's not like Jay Cutler is cheating on Kristen Cavallari with Madison from Southern Charm.
No.
Kristen Cavallari was dating Jeff Dye. Who knows if that's true anymore? People are saying they may have broken up. People are saying they're still together. He was talking about loving her at his show. Who knows what's going on with that? But what is Madison even gaining from this besides trying to be in the spotlight by being like, Jay Cutler fucked me over? So I think it's a stupid situation. Like, I don't even think it's as messy as people want it to be, because it's not like anybody did anything wrong. Nobody's really doing anything wrong. Madison kind of, by like blowing up Jay Cutler's spot and like putting the texts out there. Yeah. But like, and Jay was petty. Yeah, we know that. But nobody really did anything really wrong.
This is some high school drama, which is why it's juicy, because it's like, we're sending receipts out, people who aren't dating, who people think are dating, are saying shit. It's like, and there's so many comments behind people's backs. Like, we've talked about Justin Anderson before, and like, Justin Anderson loves dipping his toes in the drama. Like, I don't know how Kristen deals with some of the shit he does, because it's like, sometimes it's like, hey man, zip it. You're not helping. You're making this worse. Like, sometimes when Justin comments and all this shit, it's like, all right, Justin, you're stirring the pot as much as everyone else. And he always is kind of like preaching that they're the good guys and like, be nice to people. And it's like, okay, you're just churning away. Like, every time you comment or say shit back to people, it just gives them more ammo to work with. But yeah, it does. To me, it seems like it was all fun and games at the beginning, a little back and forth. Let's hang out with the Southern Charm people and see what happens. And then Madison, it seems like Madison may have lost it a little bit. I don't know all the details about the Instagram live, because like I said, neither of us saw it, but from what people are saying, she really like dragged Jay into it, where it was like, it made it seem like she was maybe she was with Jay, that Jay was there. Like I think the Instagram live was the last straw, where it was like, okay, we've been involved too long. Jay's probably like, whoa, I'm not into this girl like that. Like, what's happening? Kristen's probably like, what the fuck are you doing? So right. They're like, all right, let's fucking stand against these people, post these pictures. And Madison gets pissed because all of a sudden she's a user. Now it's like, hey, fuck the users. It's like, whoa, what using you? You contacted me. Like, how am I using you? You used me first. So they're just a bunch of users.
It's a lot of pettiness. It's not even like I said, it's not like, yes, maybe Madison shouldn't have brought Jay into it, right? Like, why do that? Why create a messy situation? But is anybody really wrong? I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
No. I don't think so either. It was just a juicy moment where everyone felt like airing out their shit. Like, Kristen and Jay, if they didn't post that photo together, no one would have cared. Like, I would have never even heard. I don't think I would have even heard about Madison's Instagram live talking about Jay if Jay and Kristen didn't send out like a joint statement about it. So they also brought all that attention to themselves instead of ignoring it. So now everyone's digging even more, being like, well, shit, what happened? Like, now everyone's digging into the drama even more to try and find more details about it because of the picture that they posted in the first place.
So basically it's all Kristen and Jay's fault.
Oh, basically everybody loves the drama. Kristen and Jay can try and blame it all on the Southern Charm people. But at the beginning, I think Kristen and Jay were just as into it as they were. And then they decided that they would try to be like the moral high ground and end it.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. We hope you had a fantastic weekend and we hope you have a fabulous week. And we'll talk to you on Wednesday for our Bachelor recap. Love you guys. Bye.